Hey, Olivia, what's up?
Hello.
Oh, you've got
Right?
a. Oh, you sound froggish.
Sorry?
Like a British frog. I sort of associate Brits and frogs.
Yeah, no,
hello.
I was.
Hello, governor.
Right, no, that's
actually
good.
I feel like that was the best accent I've done in my entire life. That was pretty good. I put it all in there. I'm not going to do any more.
Oi! Oi!
Oi! Oi!
Oi! That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Chavs. Right.
And blokes.
And chavettes. We've done this before.
Yeah, we're
I kind of wanted to get it away, get it out of the way first before we get into some
England, though. That's
crown. Yeah, we're getting into some crown talk, obvi, but I wanted to start with sort of disclaimers with certain like bias training and like have this be a free space to get out your anti-British bias, so then you can table it for the rest of our talk so it doesn't cloud our judgment.
I mean, I feel like it's impossible to fully separate that piece of myself, and I will say, I think if anything, us putting out some anti-England propaganda in honor of Saint, the great Saint Patrick is appropriate.
Right,
so,
true.
You know, whatever. But yeah, I'll get it out.
I just want you to say everything you don't like about
England.
And also your ideas about England, because I just do have some questions about like what you think of when you think of London.
It's not a real country.
It's sure.
It's a town. It's
what
a state.
Would you say the average Londoner is like? Like, how do they spend their days?
Okay, I think, well, I see London as a pretty, like, elite city, so I feel like it's probably a lot of, like, stupid chavettes in media management or something who, like, spend their days doing
right.
whatever.
I don't think you know what that term means.
Yeah. Well, is chavette a term?
I think it is, but I think it's, like, a chav is, like, a guy that wears, like, a tracksuit, and it's definitely, like, poor.
Yeah, I feel like London's not that, London's posh. I would fuck with the North, where they're more Irish vibe, but they're not Irish for some reason. I don't understand that also.
Right.
Like, why just be Irish? And then there's, like, a different Irish. Isn't there two Irish?
Yeah, there's two Irish.
Yeah. I'm actually really not educated on this topic, but that being said, what I am educated on is British culture, which is, okay.
Right, I want you to talk about your thing about the Chinese.
The Chinese food, yeah. Oh my God. TikTok was taken by storm over the past, like, 6 months, I would say, with British people and their fucking Chinese food. They're like, I'm getting a Chinese. I don't know. They're talking like Mary Poppins. They get a Chinese for dinner, and it's like fried pieces of fried chicken with like an orange dipping sauce, like a red orange dipping sauce. Even though, like, I thought in England they didn't have Red 40, yet they have the most red ass sauce.
Yeah, they find a way.
It's like crazy. I'm like,
they're doing it old school style with bugs.
Yeah, and then they have like these fat, soggy French fries.
Crisps.
I almost said chips.
Chips. Yeah, you're right.
They call them chips, but they're like these flat. They're like steak fries.
Right, which
like
is the worst.
Wet,
the worst flavor of fry.
Oh my God, it looks horrible. And then
they
put like
soak
a curry
it.
Sauce
yeah.
on top, and then they have, and it's like it just like does not look like that good at all. Like, it looks like maybe something you would eat. Like, I'm not above it. I would probably eat that, especially
you're sounding
when
like you think you're above it.
No, I just like
I've heard
like
you say that this is like why you think that the British are intellectually inferior.
Well, because that, yeah, this is why, because they're like,
but you're not above it.
They're trying to brag about it, dude. They're like bragging.
They're just showing their life. It's
they're
just
like,
a slice of
oh,
life.
I can't wait. No, they're like proud of it. They're defending it in the comments. And it's like, you need to recognize that like the shit you're eating is foul. And British people feel like they are so above Americans, where they're like, well, at least I don't go
yeah,
to school every day and
shooting,
get shot.
Yeah,
and it's
whatever.
Like,
get
okay,
over it. You
I
have
mean,
your thing.
Yeah. Your country is like, it's just a very small, limited place. And it's kind of like Greece to me, where it's like very much in the echo of its past. And like the country now is just like not it at all, and it's like they're constantly referencing their past, and it's like, that ain't you though, babe, is it?
Have you seen that sculpture that they have about the victims of knife violence in England?
The zombie knives.
Is that what it's called? It's called like a man made out of knives. It looks really
awesome. No, that's the type of knife that they're trying to ban.
Oh, but they have a sculpture to commemorate the like 600 knife deaths that have happened in the past 10 years or something, and it's like a man made out of knives.
Honestly,
it looks sick.
You know who needs to sue them? Is that guy, you remember Pill Man? I was like obsessed with him.
Oh, yeah,
when he first
yeah,
started
yeah.
Potting. He like does like these, like, don't get addicted to pills, don't
and,
get addicted
yeah.
to drugs. It's like these little
skeletons made out of pill bottles and
yeah.
stuff.
It's kind of like what Knife Man
sort of like Knife Man.
Is, like,
but maybe Knife Man predates Pill Man.
I don't
or
think
maybe
so.
They're all friends.
I don't think I Pillman, get in touch with me.
Oh, that's a good question. If someone was to make, but I already know the answer, like a man out of your weaknesses or your advice, what would it be? But I know it.
Mine would be full of like tumors, like cancerous tumors.
I was like, gonna say weed.
No,
but maybe it would just be like WebMD articles.
Yeah, but mine, I'm just a full recreation of myself. Is that meta?
Oh, it's just you. Your darkest fears is just the woman existence, we see before us.
It's just existence, baby.
That's either a good idea.
Way. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're talking about Kate and where she is. I'm a little worried that she's going to get found pretty quickly, and we'll be. We're trying to pump this out, but I worry, dear listener, that when you hear this, that she'll be found and well and just chilling. But we'll have her as a guest.
I feel confident on the day that we release this, she will not be found. You slackers, if you're listening to this after she's been found, that's on you.
Do you feel free now? Like, do you feel like you're going to be able to be unbiased, or like biased in a smart way? Or do you feel like you need to say some more slurs about British people?
No, I'm ready.
Like, what about like something about their teeth?
Honestly, this is a really hot take.
Okay. You like the teeth? I think the teeth is better than veneers.
I was just going to say that is the turkey teeth epidemic has honestly made me crave crooked, gnarly teeth.
No, that's so true. It's sexy to have crooked teeth.
It's everyone's teeth are unique.
It's humanizing.
Like this, it's like, wow.
A gap tooth, a little crooked underbite. Yeah. Come on. Any day over those fucking Tic Tac veneers.
Those fucking clackers. They're disgusting. But Britain also has that trend possibly worse than in America.
Well, because they're overcompensating.
Yeah,
but less good equipment to work with. They're doing it like Benjamin Franklin style.
They're going to Turkey.
All right. Well, you know who maybe is in Turkey? Kate Middleton.
Yeah, that's absolutely on the table.
Allegedly. Hang in, and we'll find her.
The apocalypse.
Wow.
Hello, I'm Olivia.
And I'm Nina.
And this is Apocalypse. Wow. Today we are looking for our lady, our queen, Kate, across the pond. I just was remembering this song that that my dear parent used to sing to me. It's an Irish tome. It's like, my bunny lies over the ocean, my bunny lies over the sea, bring back my bunny to me, bring back my bunny to me.
And the bunny was Kate Middleton.
I think it is some sort of a royal or something. I think it's about Irish people. Right in. I think it's about some monarch being gone, so history repeats itself yet again. I think maybe it's not Bunny. I think it's like Bonnie.
Oh.
But I don't know.
I don't know. Before we get into it.
Yeah.
If you were Kate Middleton right now, where would you be?
Right. So that's what I've been thinking about, is like, we are spending so much time thinking about this, stressing about this. People that don't care about the royals, I don't care about the royals really, are thinking about this, tuning in, having theories. And it is kind of the thing of like, what if she's just dipping from the drama, you know, like, what if she's just taking a break? And then I was thinking about, where would I be if I were sort of to Gone Girl style peace out from my life? It's a good question. I remember distinctly being in like high school, middle school, even thinking about this. In high school, I would think about it and like, think about it as sort of like a safeguard. I feel like I've talked about this on the pod
of, like,
before.
Dipping out, like,
yeah, of just like going to like, well, because I read that stupid fucking book, John Green book, like about a girl who does that, who like, she Gone Girls, where
that,
she like,
was that what Looking for Alaska was? I remember the cover.
No, Looking for Alaska, she just dies. But then there's another one where it's looking for someone else, and she like stages her like kidnapping or whatever, and it's not
that
true.
Is like such a borderline personality thing to do.
It's the dream. And then like this boy who's in love with her is looking through her clues and stuff.
What the fuck. I honestly don't relate to this as a fantasy, but it seems extremely stressful.
No, it seems so fun to plan it and to like be like, oh, tipping over like this is maybe where I like was lost in a struggle or whatever.
And then they find you and they're so mad at you, dude. They're like, so they're like, what the fuck? This was just a game? Are you fucking kidding me?
They're like, oh my God, I'm so glad. One of my students said a few weeks ago, she was like, she's been having like a problem with lying. She's six. And she's been having a problem with lying, which is fairly normal, but like there's a point where it's clear that kids are like doing it, they're like playing, they don't really know that they're lying, and this kid is like clearly lying, which again, like, fine, whatever,
but I think it's reason for concern.
She was telling people that she was moving and was saying it really seriously, to the fact that like we were like doing calls with parents, and my boss was like, oh, like, are you moving, like, are you not going to be coming to the program anymore?
Yeah.
And her dad was like, yeah, no, but we have heard that from other people, that that's what she's saying. Yeah, no, it's not happening, but she told us that she's doing it because she wants her friends to like be so excited to hang out with her because she's moving away. They're like, oh, we gotta hang out with you now. And then the dad was like, I told her, I was like, well, what's gonna happen when we're like, when you're clearly not moving? And then she was like, oh, well, they'll just be so relieved that I'm here. I was like, oh, this is a woman. This is a woman in training.
No, that's sad. That's very sad. Because
I think it's smart. I think it's genius.
It's not. No, I totally differ. Because I would expect, I'm the type of person, when I neglect responsibilities, I feel like everyone's mad at me. So it's like, if I'm going to like be distant or something, like everyone's going to hate me for it. Or I would be anxious about moving and everyone forgets about me. I wouldn't feel like, oh, they're gonna,
but
like,
you don't move, you're lying, you don't actually move.
Yeah, and that's
it's just an attention grab.
It piles up, doesn't it, though, you know?
Sure. And then you need more and more. I mean, this kid, we'll see what happens to her. She has, in the week after that, she already escalated to like falling and stuff and being like, oh, it's a really good idea to get hurt so that, like, people give you attention. SZA just lies about stuff.
She pretended to have like a broken ankle at the Grammys or something.
Yeah, well,
years
but
ago,
SZA's then, funny because there's like track records of her lying for years and years just about random shit, though, in a very childish way.
It's a personality type where people just do it. It's like not utilitarian. I think that's what like fucks me up, because I understand.
But
lying
this way
for
is utilitarian to get attention.
Yeah, it is.
But like
is.
SZA just being like, oh, I'm a vegetarian. Oh, I'm not. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, it's
what?
Just. I mean, maybe that is a way to cope with being in the spotlight. Just like being like, you know, like when you're like a kid or whatever and you're talking to your mom and she's not paying attention, and then you're, I guess actually this is what your mom does to you, but the thing of being like, oh, and then I'm gonna like go out and do heroin and like fuck a bunch of people just to be like, are you listening? And
then, but like, my mom thinks I'm doing that to get her attention, and I'm actually not getting her attention or trying to get her attention or doing heroin with strangers.
Right,
that's right, mother.
That's
but
a different
that does sort of
thing.
Bring me to my Kate Middleton fantasy.
Well, what would you do?
I would be in Thailand in an opium den. Done. I'm gonna live out my days there peacefully.
Why would you want that? That's what you would be doing, like, as you or as Kate or both?
Oh yeah, both. Yeah, if I like was able to totally check out, that's what I would do.
Thailand is a terrible place to go into hiding as like a 5'9" white woman.
I feel like that's where the opium dens are at.
I mean, she can find opium wherever.
I know, but I sort of
is dens still a thing? Is that still the vibe? Are people still like smoking opium out of like hookahs? No,
but they were in this movie, in this documentary back in, but that was like in the, you know, 70s. So
if you were Kate, you would come to Kensington and be under the highway.
Yeah, I'm gonna go exactly where I am right now.
Imagine seeing her.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Dude, I wouldn't recognize her. The thing, that's the reality.
Well,
like,
that's the thing. Yeah, in 2 weeks. You wouldn't recognize her just in general? You just don't know what she looks
like? No, I wouldn't recognize her 2 weeks after she's
out. Yeah, 2 weeks
here.
In the
she
highway.
Like any fucking lady. It's too bad. What would you do?
I don't have an answer, but I want to talk more about my childhood fantasies, because I'm remembering now that I think I was just like thinking about what was achievable, because I had a few. I was going to say, I feel like I've talked before about like always thinking of like, just like as an out in my mind of like, oh, well, if things get really bad, like if I just can't figure out what to do with my life, like I was always like, okay, I like do my life just normal, try and do my life, or like choose to go insane, sort of like go into like an insane asylum.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's another good way to live out my days.
Right, that's a great one. Or
yeah, Yokusama style.
Exactly, we've talked about this before.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I feel like I used to also as a kid like think like, or I could just like become. Never mind. I feel like maybe I'm not gonna.
No, tell me. We can get it.
I don't think I'm. I obviously didn't mean this, but I'd be like, oh, I could just, like, if I, like, really am having trouble, like, finding purpose in life, I could just, like, become a serial killer.
What? Oh, my God, dude, you're scaring me with your answers. You're giving me psychopath-like answers tonight.
I've healed. What? I'm better.
Why? What? You? What purpose does that serve you? What, like, do you get from that? That's what's confusing to me.
Because I think it was just the idea of, like, making a choice of, like, knowing, like, what I'm
you're
doing.
You're distancing yourself from society. You're
just, like, taking being a different, like, path. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't have to worry about, like, being a failed screenwriter if I'm just, like, a serial killer, you know?
For sure. Yeah, that makes sense. You could do a school shooting.
No, I never wanted to do
we
that.
We should not even joke about that.
We're out of school. Well, no, that's bad. It was just a thought.
Nobody worries about graduate school shootings. What's up with that?
That's an amazing point. Oh, my God. We should be the first.
I'll put that in my application.
We're trying to be trailblazers here. Yeah. Anyway, my other fantasy that I don't think I kicked around for that long, because I do remember it being mainly the insane asylum thing. But anyway, I was going to move to take the train to Boston.
And do what? Live in a really equivalent city?
Well, this is when I was in New York, so it's much worse. Okay.
So it's like basically what you ended up doing.
No, yeah, like dye my hair and move to Boston, and I guess probably like be homeless for a second, but like, you know,
I would really
kick around in Boston. I really liked this student. I really liked the idea. And again, I've healed, I'm better, but of people like missing me, worrying about me, being like, where is she? And then I'd be like on the train to Boston.
That's crazy. Like, that stresses me out. That's like a negative feeling for me. But I want people to want to hang out with me and want to like me and want to be around me for sure. I just don't want to be in trouble for being missing or like not responsive. Because I guess I'm always being pissed off at people for going MIA. So I'm like trying to walk the walk here.
No, it was totally like a fixation of. And I guess I read Gone Girl later, but I'm sure if I had read it when I was in like early high school, I would have been like,
Girl
genius.
Was, yeah,
she's
yeah.
so fucking smart.
That was
smart.
Pretty good. I mean, if I was dating Ben Affleck, was that who it was?
Yeah. But it's kind of like the idea of like, and like whatever, but just my young self, like this is like eighth grade, ninth grade, but like the idea of like why I would want anything like bad or like want to like not be in this life or whatever would be sort of for like it was always like, well, I can't do that because I don't get to see my funeral, you know.
Another interesting thought, you know,
you never thought about that.
I was talking about how like the idea like I want to die before everyone else in my life, but not so they can go to my funeral. Like I want to die so I don't have to like experience the pain of grief, but like I don't want a few like I want
I
to
don't
be like
anymore.
Thrown to like the dogs or something like
oh god
oh my god I don't
dogs
want, well no I don't want them to like
eat you
what no you they can rape me. You? Well we were it sounds crazy coming out of the cuff but we were talking about this earlier and I don't want dogs to fuck
rape
me.
Your
fuck.
Corpse
no I don't want that
no and, me neither
well we were talking about it earlier that's why it's on the mind it's not just that fresh but they can eat me, that's fine. Raccoons or something.
What about Gershom, your cat?
Yeah
you want your cat to eat why would you want that?
I don't want Gershom to be in the position where she has no food and has to eat me. I think
that's very smart of you. That's
her.
Very
caring. But if she had to, I would be absolutely fine. I mean, what the hell do I care? I'm dead.
No, I used to be really, I honestly still feel regret for putting down organ donor on my card. I don't like the idea of that. I don't want other people messing with me.
I don't really care. I really just don't care.
I don't like it because
I just don't want someone making money off of me when I'm dead.
Right. Well, and that is what organ donor is. Like they're just experimenting on you and you could be in the bodies exhibit. Imagine that. In the fucking South Street Seaport bodies exhibit. You're skinned and you're playing tennis forever. Or you're fucking. They did that to some of them where they had them skinned and they were fucking each other.
I think those were like Chinese corpses that they stole from the grave.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was donations.
No, it wasn't. But you know what? You can.
Because I feel like that is what they mean by donating to science.
When you donate your body to science, the military is legally allowed to blow your corpse up and like fucking. I'm not joking.
No, I believe
this.
You, but that's
in
horrible.
Experiments. You get to be like, or it was like something about like car manufacturing safety. Testing.
Oh my god, you're a real life test dummy.
It's like something like that. That was just like, ew.
That is poetic though. That is what we are now.
Yeah, I mean, but it also is like you're dead. But the dead body trade, I mean, because medical students want them. Everybody wants a piece of that.
Yeah.
And therefore, that's why the big thing now is like medical simulation devices.
All right. Well, anyway, I don't know what I would do. I would probably just like take a
go
break.
To the Bahamas.
Yeah. I feel like time. Mexico City is a good place.
Yeah, you're going to go visit my mom and dad.
Are they there right now?
Literally as we speak.
Oh my God. One that's week so only. Fun. Well, watch out. They're going to never come back.
They're loving it. They're at Frida Kahlo's house. They're at the Trotsky Museum.
Yeah,
they're,
I went there.
Looking at dogs. I would like to go to Mexico City, actually. They're making it sound pretty litty. But I also don't really like traveling, and I don't really like being out of my routine, so that's the challenge.
I know. You've been so stressed out lately. Imagine how Kate feels. She's really out of her routine.
Dude, and she seems routine-oriented.
Certainly, and she has, like, people to maintain the routine. That's the thing. If she is gone girling, which she's not, but, like, it's a nice idea. It's, like, going from having assistants and having, like, 50 people on the payroll whose job it is to, like, make sure you're not, like, fucking up everyone's reputation to being solo. Like, I'm sure that's a huge gap. I'm sure that would be really scary.
Yeah.
But she's not.
She's not. All right. Well, Kate's missing. Where's she at? Many people are wondering. Many people have thoughts.
Yeah. We're going to go down the list of theories and see how likely we think it is, if we think it was a good idea, what we would do if we were in that situation, and try and figure out where she is. Again, I am worried that we will know very soon. It's been like...
We will know very
How long
soon.
Has it been? But she's been missing
Over
since December. Well, she's been missing for a while from that abdominal surgery. And then... But she's been like clearly shady business, I would say, like a month. Mm-hmm. Because then, I mean, the you photograph. Guys all know the photograph. And then there was a statement from like...
It was, like, on Twitter, but it was...
Well, no, but it was a statement from... It wasn't from... Because the picture was published by, like, The Crown, and then the, like, photo association was, like, the API or whatever was, like, this is... We can't distribute this. This is doctored. And then she was, like, hey, guys, like, I'm just playing around with Photoshop. Silly me. Whoopsies. And then that just made... Like, people were already suspicious, and that made people...
Full-blown schizophrenic.
Freak out. Yeah, schizophrenic. Very concerned. But it also did feel like sort of a weird flag to wave of, like, just, like, how stupid do you think we are? Like, obviously, this is not real. So it just felt like them, like purposely fanning the fire, you know, of this conspiracy theory. Because that...
Yeah.
They're kidding themselves if they think that's going to work. So that also just, like... led to this confusion of, like, are they playing games? What's going on? They're clearly just sort of buying time here.
I think we should go through this list in order of least to most likely. I think that's funny.
Okay, so first is, like, the best one, which is Masked Singer.
Masked Singer, yes.
I love the Masked Singer. I was watching it when it came out in 2018. And honestly, there were a lot of heavy hitters. Sarah Palin has been on it.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't Giuliani on it?
Yeah, Giuliani was on it. And there have been times where it's impeded with people's professional life. Like, there was someone who, a football player, who was on it in one of the early seasons, and he, like, was not in football games and then ended up getting, like, switched teams because of the Masked Singer. It was something like that.
Because I was going to say, I heard a theory about the Masked Singer that was that they only have to be present for their final performance and they record all the tracks in advance, and then that's why it's the Masked Singer, because then you can have a body double just
No, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true because I have an inside source from the Masked Singer, and...
And they say they're there grinding away.
They didn't really say, but I feel like they would have said if that wasn't the case.
Yeah, just a thought. Because it would make sense. It would be practical to get celebrities and to be like, it looks like you're going to be here for weeks, but really you're just going to be here for
one thing that
day.
Is true is that, like, they do make agreements. Like, it's obviously all rigged of who goes home when. So people will go home first who are, like, the biggest celebrities. Like, Sarah Palin only lasted 1 week. Like, people will go home earliest if they have other things going on.
I see.
They'll just be like, yeah, I'll give you a week. And then they get voted off, which is kind of embarrassing. But also, it was pre-decided because they're like, I gotta get going.
Right.
And then the people who stay are, like, fucking... Kylie's friend Jordan Woods.
Jordan
she won.
Woods.
And
no
it's
kidding.
Like, because she's not doing shit else. Yeah. And she's like a fine singer. But the people who stay are people
it's not about being a good
that
singer
are twiddling their thumbs.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot to say about The Masked Singer, is that there's so many ways that it could be a better show, because it is, like, that's how you stay, is by being a good singer, which is confusing. It should be about being the most mysterious. Like, they should they should be able to vote people out by guessing correctly who they are.
Yes.
That's not how it works. So, like, you know the whole time. Like, first season, I knew it was T-Pain the whole time. It's T-Pain, duh. It's obviously T-Pain. And he won. But it's like, I don't care about the singing. I want it to be a guessing mystery.
Doesn't even seem fair, because it's like they're hiring non-professional singers to compete with professional singers.
Yeah,
so doesn't seem
lots
right.
of non-professionals do pretty well, though, because again, they're the ones that don't have anything going on, like Nepo Babies and stuff. There was like a Demi Moore kid,
damn,
like Rumor Willis or something, got pretty high.
Seems a little degrading to have to prove your singing talent by fucking wearing like a bag over your head.
A little, yeah, and they're dressed up as like scissors.
I thought they were dressed up as like furries. I'm like always imagining
they were, but then they ran out by like season two of Animals. So now they're like Christmas tree scissors. Weird. They're objects. Yeah,
they can't recycle.
No, they can't recycle because they're like,
then it's that guy. Because
there's little videos too. There's like lore. They do little videos, and this is obviously with body doubles, but they have like little promo videos where it'll be giving clues. So it'll be like, the scissors were so sad when their mommy scissors went away, but luckily she was able to find a new hobby, and it's like little clues of what she's doing to unlock the celebrity.
Well, folks think that it's possible that Kate Middleton is missing because she's grinding away on the set of The Masked Singer. I wonder what her character would be.
Yeah, maybe that's like a good idea. Something like
a blazer.
Like straight laced. Yeah, I was gonna say like shoelaces.
Yeah, a fucking something like horseback riding related, like the equestrian style.
That's a good idea. A saddle.
Yeah, or that helmet.
A helmet. Yeah. It's not her. There is a Masked Singer UK, but.
Yeah, it's not Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton is not on The Masked Singer, although that would be a good idea. Honestly, could see that happening for Meghan Markle in the future.
Yeah, she'll be on reality TV.
She has a podcast now. She's swimming her way down. She climbed up from Suits, and now she's fallen back down.
Get Andy Cohen to give that girl a call.
Oh my God, he would die. He would love that.
Yeah, Real Housewives.
Real Housewives of...
She could do Orange County, right? Is she? She's in LA, right?
Yeah, they were living in Tyler Perry's house for a while.
Oh, that is so weird. Well, inshallah, they'll be deported.
All right, next one.
next one is Hostage by Russians.
Oh, yeah, we heard that one from TikTok.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like the Kremlin has taken Kate Middleton hostage because they happen to be playing into exactly the zeitgeist of American media and politics right now.
Right.
Boring.
Which is funny, too. I mean, I'm sure British people are equally scared of Russians, but it's a funny idea. Like,
why?
To imagine that they have the same, like, sociopolitical conflicts and conspiracies that we do as
like,
Americans.
Why are we now pretending like Russia is still the USSR? Like, it's like, y'all won. This is the Russia that you guys wanted. I'm looking at you, England and America. This is who y'all wanted. And now you're being like, they're basically just the USSR.
They're not even. They're a great villain. They love Russia to be a villain. It's such a better villain than Israel. It's crazy how much they love it.
Russia and China, it's like they're getting the shit kicked out of them, but for no reason.
I did like this idea because I can picture it of sort of, I mean, we'll get into more. I like the idea of it being like, I mean, obviously, it's like a cover-up from the crown, but I like the idea of, like, we're working on it, but we can't control, like, we can't let everyone freak out while we figure it out. Just now, I was thinking of, like, maybe it's, like, a Black Mirror type of thing, you know, where they're making her do, like, horrible things, like, fuck a pig.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was thinking about her being hostage held by Russians, I was thinking... She's, like, in a palace, isolated, and it's, like, basically the same shit she's already doing.
Oh, that would be beautiful. That's a good idea for a movie.
That would be a good movie, because there's no way they'd keep her in bad conditions. No way. They'd like her. They're probably friends. It's, like, is Kate Middleton not friends with those people? Like,
Russians? Like, capital R Russia?
Like, capital R, like, Russia? Russian political...
like Putin? Is she friends with Putin?
I mean, not necessarily Putin. I don't think he really would... He's kind of gay.
So you don't think he'd fuck with her vibe?
Yeah, I don't think he fucks with women, but not for a misogyny reason necessarily. I think it's more of a gay thing.
Really his cup of tea.
Yeah, but that being said, I think there's plenty of like Russian like oligarch types that would be happy to have a cup of tea with Kate.
Yeah, maybe she's in Dubai.
Oh my god, that's actually such a good one. Lindsay Lohan style, when like Lindsay Lohan was like, what was is 504 the phrase when like you're like a solo prostitute?
Yeah, I just found out about that
and
phrase,
I'm so
too.
Excited about it. Yeah, because she wasn't, Lindsay Lohan wasn't even doing that. It seems like she was pimped out, but
no, but that's the classic thing of like yeah, women going to Dubai, yep, and they're like shitting on people. Oh my god, to bring it back to her conversation that we had before, but no, they're being shit on. That's like a thing that women will go to Dubai and post about it and be
getting
like,
pooped on, you mean?
Yes, they're like private toilets.
That's, you mean like women are private toilets?
Yes, this is a thing that like it's influencers post about. Oh, I'm going to Dubai, free trip, whatever. And then I've seen videos where they're like, when you see that, like, don't get jealous, like, don't fall for that, because it's like a common thing for like very rich men in Dubai or whatever to have these girls from Instagram come out, and not always, but they're definitely like sex workers. But often they're like being degraded in horrible ways, and sometimes they're being turned into
toilets. I mean, I'm sure almost across the board, if you're being imported as like a weird international Instagram influencer, sex worker, you're going to be horrifically degraded.
I know, but it's so weird.
But if you have to be pooped on.
It's so weird though, because they do, it's so obvious, but I fall for it too, of like seeing people post about their brand trips, because I guess that's the thing, is it gets confusing with influencers and stuff, because they do go on brand trips to people who just want to exploit them like monetarily, but then so it makes you like blind and stupid of the idea. Because I just recently saw someone doing a video about this, of like, I went on a trip to Tulum, and then they said like they took away my passport and said I had to like earn my flight back, and so I had to literally like run away and like book a $600 flight. And she's like an influencer, she was a model in New York, and she was like, yeah, like promoters are traffickers, and people just like don't tell you that and don't realize it, which is so obvious, but it's just people. And she was like, yeah, the worst times of my life I've been like on a yacht and like absolutely like depressed, malnourished, whatever, and I was posting like living my best life, you know. It's just people still perpetuate it, and it's so confusing how all of that works, that it makes sense to be like, oh, I guess people do just get paid to live, that like you forget about your actual logic, because when it gets into like brand deals or like promoters, it gets confusing that you just, I don't know, I don't understand that life, so I'm just like, okay, whatever, like I guess this person is just getting flown out, like,
yeah,
in a non-sexual way, but it's obviously always
nothing
in a sexual
in life
way.
Is free, nothing in life is even a good deal, and
yeah, if it's free, you're the product.
That's true. And there is actually no ethical job that you could take that is going to be flowing you out internationally. There's actually, I can't think of a single job that you would have international obligations that would not be morally corrupt. So
true, because the answer is like Peace Corps, and then it's like, well,
yeah,
obviously,
yeah, fuck them. Exactly. Yeah. No, I know, you're like Doctors Without Borders, goodbye. No, there's nothing. You're doing State
there's
Department
no,
stuff.
There's
goodbye.
No ethical reason to take a plane, guys.
That's,
stay grounded.
We literally need to do an airplane episode.
Are
2.0.
You stupid? Oh, okay. I was gonna say,
no,
which we did.
We need to rehash. It's getting crazier. Either way, we're taking too much time on hostage by Russia. We're moving on to next least viable theory, which is transvestigation.
Yeah, that she's transitioning so that she can become the king.
Yeah, Kai Middleton. That was the joke I was seeing. I thought Kai was funny because that is a very trans name. Kai's a funny one. Either way, yeah, there's not too much to say about
that.
They
would never let her do that.
I mean, no, she would have to literally just assume a completely different identity. You can't you can't keep the name in any association. It's not happening. Also, Kate is just not a man.
Yeah, she's
no
not
way.
Giving.
Not
she's
even
not giving egg.
Her
she's
not giving her non-binary T is not valid. It is not valid.
Sorry?
Her non-binary T is not valid.
I don't know what this is.
If you know, you know. Moving on to next theory. We're getting into some,
yeah,
I
we're
think,
like medium level, like
this
could
medium
be the
level.
Case.
So some allege that she the abdominal surgery was like a hernia or a stomach muscle issue leading to a colostomy bag,
which is a pretty good idea, because the thought of we're getting into like a lot of surgery medical things which are more in the realm of possibility, because that's like what they said happened. They did release months ago that she was going into stomach surgery and she needed time to recover, so like that is known, at least that's what they said. and there was no reason back then for people to think that that wasn't what happened. So this makes a little bit of sense. My thought with all of these like recovery ones is, why would they lie about it? Like, why wouldn't they just be semi-transparent or send a picture of her in a hospital bed being like, healing, wishing us love, whatever, because that's a heartwarming story. That's a lot better than these theories that are being spun.
Yeah,
so just, like, why wouldn't you have that? But colostomy bag is gross,
mm-hmm.
and it makes sense that she wouldn't want people to think of her like that. And like,
it just seems so easy to hide, where it's like, you could take a photo.
But they were saying, like, people were saying that it's a really long healing process. So
yeah, but like, just in terms of like the edited image, where it's like,
right,
you could take a face up photo and it would be okay,
unless she looked really like, sick from
well
the
that's the thing,
because what I'm thinking is like, if I'm saying, if she's sick, admit she's sick, or even if she's like, has plastic surgery gone wrong, whatever, if she's in the hospital but she's alive, why hide that? But I guess the thing is that obviously people are investigators online, so if they give a little bit, people will be able to track down what hospital, what she's in for, because if it's like, she's in a hospital bed, people will obviously be
they can
like,
call the hospital,
is it surgery, is it plastic surgery, whatever. So I get that, although I honestly don't think that they're taking people into account that much, because they thought that Photoshop picture would fly.
Yeah, I'm realizing actually, as we're saying this, this probably should have been a little bit closer to the front. We've got two that I think should be before this in terms of least likely to be happening. We've got divorce, which I think divorce
no,
comes.
No, I think that could be kind of.
Not, she is not giving up her right to the throne. Okay. No fucking way. She's way too close. It's not happening.
Like,
it makes
her
no
choice
sense.
Divorce.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't think it's her choice divorce.
Oh, I was seeing all stuff that was her choice divorce. I wasn't seeing anything that was his choice divorce.
Well, there's the cheating stuff.
But that was on her choice divorce.
But the idea, I thought one of them was the idea that he's having an affair and they're sort of like phasing her out.
But that lady's married.
Sure.
So yeah, I guess that's possible. All right, so divorce is like out there, it's possible. Another one that I think is probably a little less likely than the colostomy bag is plastic surgery. You said that. I think it's less likely because everyone at first was like, BBL. Obviously, this bitch is not getting a BBL. If anything, she'd be getting like liposuction.
Yeah.
But she probably medically couldn't qualify for that.
It's not BBL. It's not a bad idea because it makes sense, again, that like something went wrong and she needs recovery.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you had an idea for a while, that skin peel thing.
I literally thought she had a phenol peel because that is like something that you look just subtly, like 10 years younger, but in a really subtle way. No scarring, no surgery, no tightening, because like that's the thing with like a facelift, is I feel like it doesn't move quite right in the 3D, like where when you're moving your neck and stuff, it's a little restricted.
No,
so it's
this
like,
is really good. It like just takes the deep wrinkles out, because it just shaves off like the first 10 layers of your skin,
but
looks
it
looks so fucked up for the first month.
Yeah, it's like
it looks
like
a burn victim.
Yeah, so and you are a chemical burn, but it's like putting acid in your face. But
if they were gonna do that, they would have planned for it better, because they knew like this is not the campaign of someone that was anticipating a month of downtime. This is the campaign of people that are scrambling and are not talking to her.
Absolutely. And that's why I don't think any plastic surgery could possibly be on the table.
Unless it's plastic surgery gone wrong. So it's some sort of thing.
Yes. Okay.
That's kind of what I assume people meant by that. That it was some sort of like a Donda situation, but not dead.
People
but,
were saying that the BBL, because it was...
Well, it's not
a
BBL. That's crazy.
They were just saying that because it's like a similar healing time, but it just is not accurate at all.
I don't think it's a crazy idea to think of it as some sort of like botched procedure or a procedure that led her to having health conditions, because then that is that idea of like not wanting to admit that she's sick, because then you would have to then reveal that she was going under the knife in some way. Again, I don't think that's it, because all of these conspiracy theories are worse than that. But also, we're not thinking of it like from the Crown's perspective, where they are so tight-laced, which is funny because there's just so much horrible shit. Like, you would think after Diana, they'd like loosen up a little bit and be like, if our girl wants to get a lip filler, it's fine, because people are already saying the worst stuff about it.
But, and other like royals, I feel like, are full to the brim with fillers and whatever.
Yeah, but if you're in line, you can't.
Yeah. The next one on the list, I think plastic surgery is more likely, sorry, but domestic violence. I've seen a lot of things saying that she was like getting beat up in the face by Will, and she can't show her face because of that, and that's why she's in hiding and she doesn't want to talk.
But that's also connected to the divorce stuff.
Yes.
I don't think this is that I mean, I don't think this is it, but I don't think this is that unlikely either. This is like a popular, this is a pretty popular fairy.
I don't see him being able to throw a punch.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. If he is over her, he's getting her getting rid of, which I think if we're doing any sort of marital thing, I think that's what it would be, is that they're phasing her out. He like called his fucking dad and was like, can you get me a new one, you know?
Yeah, and
they're
and she's just like putting sent her in on a car downtime. And like is sent to like a random island.
She's in like a really nice like mental facility or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see him being abusive. I can't see. I don't think she's in hiding due to facial injuries from physical violence inflicted by Will specifically. I could even see him calling in somebody else to do his dirty work like a fucking pussy boy.
No.
But I can't see him. I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm sure he's capable of it. Whatever. But I don't think that's what's happening right now.
No, and that's a little just too much of a neat story. Like, yeah. That's, it's too good of a story. Whatever it's going to be is going to be sort of disappointing and kind of weird.
Yep. The next one, I think, is a legitimate truth. But I don't think it's the reason Kate Middleton is necessarily missing. But I think it plays into all of this and is sort of a certain... this is part of it. I think the reality of this narrative is that it's a couple different things happening. And definitely this is part of it. The affair. The affair. Kate Middleton is rumored to have skipped town because Will is having an affair with Rose Hansberry, who was like some countess of some other place.
There was rumors of them having an affair like years ago, and it's resurfaced. She's made a statement, obviously, that this is not the case, but there is the idea that they're having an affair, and it's sort of like a Diana 2.0 of phasing her out to reintroduce this new mistress.
Three's a crowd. There's a theory that she's pregnant now, and that is...
The mistress Rose is pregnant. Yeah.
Yes. She's also married, though. I mean, my thing is that I think, without a doubt, they're sleeping with other people. I think it's childish.
Sure, she certainly is, too.
Okay, yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. It's like, whatever. I just don't think that's, like, the reason for any strife. I'm sure he's cheating on her. I'm sure he's sleeping with Rose, potentially, or some other lady, whatever, right? Like, it's like he's sleeping with someone, certainly.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a business arrangement. Is it even cheating? Which, again, is why the domestic violence thing. It's like, I don't think that their issues are at that level at this point. Right. I don't think they're having crimes of passion. I think, I mean, whatever, not to say that that's what domestic violence is, but I don't think that they are having, like, personal issues, really. I think they're having, like, business issues and appearance issues, and I think those are often filtered through other parties.
So, the last theory, the one I'm personally most compelled by, the one that makes the most sense to me because it's the most boring, and I've seen some things on Reddit, I've seen some things from all sorts of places. I'm not going to get into it, but eating disorder, she's in recovery. She can't be photographed because she looks like Eugenia Cooney type shit. That's why she looks like a body double, and everyone's like, her fucking cheekbones are
too
high.
So you think it's not a body double? You think that's really
No,
her?
I don't think it's a body double. She looks
absolutely like her. But she does have
like
a body
her.
Double. They
sure,
all do.
But that was not her body double, or maybe it was. I don't even care, I guess. But, like, I didn't think it was her body double, and all the, like, copes that were like, it's her body double because she's,
her,
like...
Her walk. They were saying her walk.
Her walk?
Mannerisms of her walk.
Well, yeah, because her legs were, like, little sticks. It was, like, that's what stood out to me. What was crazy to me about that video, and I think what made in a lot of people's minds them be like, that's not Kate, is that she's in, like, we haven't seen Kate in
like a Lululemon fit.
Yeah, we've, and she's gotten very conservative over the past couple
of course she has to.
Well, yes,
well,
but
that's
she
why
wasn't,
the BBL thing was such a fucking joke.
No,
that was
it was crazy. It was
because,
like,
remember when Pippa got all that shit for having a big badonkadonk? I don't like that, for having a big butt.
cut that. remember when Pippa,
yeah, her sister at her wedding, her sister was like not even really thick, but she has like a fat ass sort of, and everyone was like freaking out, and it was a whole thing. It's like, oh my god, Pippa's stealing the spotlight, Pippa has a big fat ass, and it was a thing, and I think she had to like take a step back from the fam.
That's
just taking too much attention.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was
no,
like,
one
not
is
a
co-signing.
Fat ass at all.
No, it's like
a British
regular
flat ass,
but no one is co-signing.
Ooh, that was the first time I let it slip this entire time.
Whoa, that you hate British.
I hate British.
I hate British.
That's how they talk about Chinese people. So, like, let's be real.
They love Chinese.
No, that's how they talk about Chinese food. They're like, I like Chinese.
Yeah, I'm getting a Chinese.
I'm getting a Chinese.
Eat a Chinese with me.
Yeah. Either way, Kate's not eating any Chinese, dude. She's like fucking disgusted by that shit. I mean,
dude, Kate, maybe that's what happened. Maybe she had a Chinese and then just died on the spot.
Dude, I was like doing research into like Kate Middleton weight loss, Kate Middleton like diet plan, Kate Middleton exercise, and it's like this shit has been in the press for since she came onto the scene. Like Kate Middleton has been the orthorexia queen since like fucking 2015.
But again, it's like, okay, a woman in that circuit has an eating disorder, like,
but okay, for any normal, I'm sure they person, all do, for any normal society that would be fine, except the British are so fucking weird and they've got this insanely shady, it's like,
to be fair, that's not what I was saying, that it's fine, I'm just saying that I'm sure that,
I mean,
all
grow up,
it's like veneers, you know, it's like everyone over a certain tax bracket is not eating and they have fake teeth.
I know, she's like, if anything, grassroots, because she's definitely not taking Ozempic.
Yeah, she's ahead of the curve.
Yeah, she's, well, she's, I'm sure, putting the work in.
Is, I would hope there's like a weight limit on taking Ozempic.
There is, but you can side skirt it so easily. Think about Kim. Anyway. You can side skirt it. Either way, she has had a long history of being like, how does Kate Middleton stay so thin? There's like 7 trillion articles about it, and then she's getting stressed out, and then,
well,
she's constantly
in the
news.
Did you see Spencer? They like weigh you. I mean, whatever. It is sad to think about.
Yeah.
Like history repeating itself, but you know. There's a lot of things that feed into that, I'm sure, and also make it hard to exist in that way.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie, Spencer?
I never did.
You should.
I saw the
trailer.
That's your
girl.
Yeah, I like Kristen Stewart.
She's really good in it, but there's like horrible scenes where they, because it all takes place over Christmas, and there's like this tradition that they have where they weigh you before and after Christmas.
Oh, Jesus.
And she's like, I don't want to do it. And they usually like let her, the guy who does it, like lets her not do it, because he's like, okay, like she doesn't want to see her scale because she's clearly like has a crippling eating disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a new person appointed by the queen. He's like, no, you have to do it, we're all doing it. And it's really fucked up.
Yeah. No, I think the reason that it's so like, there's, I feel like they're the crown and the royal community is, I don't know what
the royal community
the words are. I'm not
family?
Usually, I'm really not a royal person in general, but like, yeah, I guess the royal family, but it's like there are like associates and like the workers,
the royal family, and
they're overreacting, they're like covering it up way too hard and making it seem suspicious because they're so scared about repeating the sort of Diana moment again.
Sure.
And they're like, if anything happens, that's gonna make us look like shit. And another thing just about the eating disorder is it tracks with the abdominal surgery, especially if she would be potentially bulimic. And that's what someone on Reddit was saying. The ED girlies are clocking this. I'm telling you, one of the ED girlies, because like all the fatties and the men are like, oh, she's
stop.
A body double. Sorry. But one girl was like, a theory that explains it all. This is in the Reddit thread. r/whereiskatemiddleton. She says, my sister and I have been obsessed with thinking about what's happened with Kate, and we think we have a reasonable theory. We think she's suffering from anorexia, and she's had a complication called acute gastric dilation that has caused her to have surgery and hence required a long hospital stay. In December, she was looking very thin, and perhaps it got worse. That's why they're keeping her away from the cameras. She's too thin. Also, some reports are saying it's like Diana again, and she's suffering from extreme stress, which would align with her having anorexia. What do y'all think? Also, there was a lot of stuff in the news over the past like year or so about like her wearing wigs, her wearing
hair extensions.
Hair loss. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I was just thinking like that does make sense because like the colostomy bag thing, it's like unsavory to look at, and I was just thinking like she could be like on a feeding tube or whatever.
Yeah,
which
that
would
was
be
alleged. Yeah,
no photo zone.
Yeah. Or just like it's really vulnerable. It's really like she's down super, super bad. She's
Her being really thin is not enough because it could just like, I'm still trying to wrap my head around why they don't just admit that she's sick in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's because of internet sleuths and because they would need to be more specific.
I feel like
but they could just say like, oh, the surgery went badly. Her body's like rejecting it or whatever. She is not well. We're praying for her. You know, like
I think
understand.
It's because it's psychological. Because if they had a physical issue to point to, then it's not her fault because it's something physical and like therefore
she's just lied. They could just lie.
But I think they're worried
they're
it's
lying
gonna
now.
Come out. I think it's gonna come out. God. pod, you know, knowing us, it's going to come out an hour before this podcast drops. So listen up quickly, folks, because the reality is breaking any day. But we have it on the record that we kind of knew what's up. We're
putting our money on that.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't, I mean, and then another very common thing is people are saying she's dead, which...
No.
I don't know. Hard to say because...
Unlikely. They wouldn't be doing body double. They did lie
about the queen, though. They lied about the queen being dead for a while. They didn't do a
full Photoshop and body double campaign. That would be insane for them to fully be doing a, like, because the autopsy, like, that shit, no. It's, I could see her being dead in a couple of months, but I just don't think this is, like, she's dead currently. I think she's currently breathing.
She does have kids, though, so that could be another thing. If, like, we're trying to protect the kids, although, I mean, they never fucking have.
Yeah, no, and it doesn't seem like that's a priority to the crown. It's interesting stuff.
No, it's interesting. I like the way, I mean, similar to the submersible, I like any moment that makes this, like, culture feel like a monoculture again. I like people working for the same thing. I was loving, I sent you this, Kim Kardashian posted a hot selfie and the caption was, "On my way to find Kate." I think that's really funny.
Yeah, that was,
something big enough that, like, celebrities who are in a world that feels so different to ours are also thinking of the same thing.
Yeah.
And also not knowing, like, I think that feels good too, to have something that, like, people don't know about, because it feels so often that, like, we are the only ones that don't know stuff, and, like, the 1% all knows everything, and this
or it's something unknown that's, like, not actually high stakes, because it's like at the end of the day, dead or alive, it doesn't really matter. I don't really care.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't wish death on Kate Middleton, but it's
but it's not like horrifying in a humanity way.
Yeah, which is like which pretty much everything else conspiracies on the schedule. Yeah, so
no, it's rare to have a fun conspiracy.
Yeah,
it's
and I'm enjoying it.
Too bad that a woman's life is involved, but again,
yeah, she's gonna be all right.
Yeah, sacrifices are needed. Well, yeah, let us know what happens after this comes out.
Let us know if you found out the truth before or after listening to this episode. We'd love to know. Like and subscribe.
All right, find us in
my Thai opium den.
Yeah.
Or Boston.
Bye. Bye.